Well, it's a big week this week. It is episode 31 of Tri Talk SA, and it is race week for Ironman South Africa. It's coming up on Sunday, and I thought, you know what? As always, race week, there's a lot of talk about weather, and I thought, why not get someone who knows his stuff when it comes to weather to tell us exactly what's going to happen on Sunday? So, I caught up with Simon Gear, television weatherman, to find out what the weather forecast for this weekend in Port Elizabeth is. That's coming up on this week's show. I also caught up with one of our competitive age groupers, Bavik Gunder, who actually has a very interesting story how he got into triathlon, but he's also a dentist by profession. And that's one thing I love about this sport, is just how many people have got really busy jobs or professions but are able to find the time to get the balance right between the sport, family life, and their career as well. So, very interesting chat with Bavik Gunder this week on Tri Talk SA, and I really hope you enjoy the show. My name is Brad Brown, the host. I'm looking forward to catching up with you down in Port Elizabeth this weekend. Myself and Paul Kay are going to be race announcing. I look forward to welcoming you home onto the magic red carpet. It's going to be awesome. In the meantime, though, if you want to be in touch, you can pop me a mail, podcast at trytalksa.co.za. You can also follow us on Twitter or find us on Facebook as well. But let's get straight into the show. The reason you're here is to find out what the weather's going to do on Sunday. Well, the big day is on Sunday, and all the talk this week is about what is the weather going to be doing in Port Elizabeth come Ironman South Africa. And I thought, you know what, let's clear off any misconceptions, find out exactly what's going to happen. Simon Gear joins us now. Simon, welcome onto the show. Thanks for catching up with us.
Yeah, thank you very much, Brad. And I know that people are going to panic, because when they fly down to PE on sort of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they're going to land in this rain and the wind is going to be blowing and it's just going to feel awful. The good news is there is a cold front moving along the Southern Cape coast, so it's arrived in Cape Town on Monday, and it's just going to progress along that coast and reach PE. Well, the rain will start in PE on probably late Tuesday, as early as that, and then through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But then come Saturday, things begin to clear up. By Saturday afternoon, it's mostly clear, hardly a breath of wind. And when race day dawns on Sunday, clear blue skies, temperatures in the low 20s, humidity around about the 80% mark, which is not too bad when it's that cool, and the wind coming in out of the east and the northeast at about 5 knots in the morning, strengthening to about 15 knots in the afternoon, but hopefully by the time it gets really strong, most folks will be beginning to wind up their race.
Yeah, Simon, I mean, a couple of years ago, 2012, I mean, the winds were hectic. I mean, as far as knots go, I mean, for the lay person, I mean, how strong is a 15-knot wind? I mean, the guys who are from down the coast can probably tell us, but for the guys coming to PE from up north, what does that feel like?
Okay, you asked me to work it out in my head now, but it's I suppose miles per hour is a reasonable proxy for it. So 15 knots is not too bad. It's for a Joburger, it's fairly brisk. For someone who lives down in PE, it's not too bad. So it's probably round about the sort of 25-30 km/h mark.
Okay, so not too bad. I mean, that's a lot less than it was at the Cape Argus. So if you rode the Argus this year, it's a lot less than that, which is good news.
Yeah, I think so. And it'll be coming in from the east. So just be aware of that. Have a close look at your cycle legs and whereabouts you'll be into the wind. And just make sure that you adapt accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, easterly as well with regards to the swim. I mean, early on, there's not going to be too much wind. Often when the wind's really pumping early on in Port Elizabeth, that's when the sea gets really hectic. So by all accounts, the sea is going to be pretty decent. A bit of rain in that the couple of days leading up. So it might be a bit chilly water-wise, but it is going to be a wetsuit swim. So by all accounts, should be good. Simon, if it's not that way, people are going to come after you, mate.
Yeah, but I stay far away from track. So if they can catch me on the road, they're welcome to berate.
Fantastic. Yeah, because you're pretty quick. You're focusing on some short ones. What's the 5K PB at the moment?
I managed to squeeze under 17 minutes at that gorgeous North Beach Park run on in the first Saturday of this year. So I'm feeling very, very proud of myself.
That is phenomenal. Simon Gear, keep it up. And so, yeah, thanks for the updates. And let's hope it is exactly as you say it is on Sunday. If it is, it's going to be a brilliant day out.
Thanks, Brad. You guys stay well.
Joining us this week on Try Talk SA, I love chatting to age groupers who work hard for a living like most of us do, but find the time to get the balance right between training, work, family life, and all of that sort of stuff. And we're joined right now by Bavik Gunner. Bavik, welcome on to Try Talk SA. Thanks for taking the time to chat.
Hi, Vera, no problem.
Bavik,
Thanks for having me.
Bavik, you're pretty busy. I mean, you're a medical doctor by profession. You're a dentist, and so you managed to find the time to get the balance right between training. And I say you get the balance right. A lot of guys who work hard for a living sort of just make up the numbers at the back of the field, but you're not content with that. You're one of the racing snakes up front. How do you get that balance right?
Well, I guess it's all about time management. Both myself and my brother, we're both doctors. He's a medical doctor, a dentist. So we both have been trying to adjust our training plans according to our work life, family life. I guess it's more about time management and having a sort of training plan, knowing the schedule so that we can adjust the training plan to your schedule, which... Yeah, and you've got to just understand that most of the time some of the time you won't be able to complete part of your training plan, and you can't beat yourself up about that. You actually have to just carry on and know that the next day is a new day, and you'll just be fresher for your next training plan.
Yeah, that's quite a difficult one, and I think a lot of people battle with that is when things don't go according to plan because of work. I mean, a perfect situation is what you have just come out of. You and your brother both qualified for SA Champs, but unable to go because you had a practice to run and your butt was on call.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you gotta sometimes put you gotta think about what actually takes you to do a triathlon, and both of us it's our work, so, you know, that makes the money and makes us buy our bikes and makes us travel. So we've got to understand where our careers are and where our hobbies lie. But obviously we love to race as well with whatever time we've got to train.
Bavik, let's talk about your journey in particular and how you got into the sport. How long have you been involved in try and hand, and where did it all start for you?
So both of us had started while we were in university. It started off where my brother had a bit of a medical, not a medical condition, but a bit of a heart problem whereby his heart rate was extreme. So he started swimming. And I used to go there. I used to watch him swim as well for two open water swims. After that, we both decided that we would sign ourselves up for swim triathlon. And we picked out our old mountain bike that we used to use while we were in school, dusted those off, and decided to start training for this swim triathlon. Finally, that was my first open water swim, probably the worst swim which I had. It was one of the coldest days, coldest water. I couldn't put my head in the water, started hyperventilating. Lucky my brother seen me again, came back, coached me through the entire swim. Eventually I made it out the water and we ended up finishing the race together. So that was a good 4 years ago. We both did our second triathlon together probably a year after that. And after that we got some road bikes, and from there we've never looked back.
And the rest is history. You guys are sucked in good and proper. You've also, from humble beginnings, talking about not being able to put your head in the water because you're hyperventilating, you've gone on and represented South Africa at the highest level.
Yes, yes. Sometimes I also think about it. I was like, I don't know how I ended up carrying on with triathlon. I guess it's more because I had my brother's support, especially with regards to the swim. Which always helps, I think, especially for guys who want to get into the sport. It's good to have someone more experience to latch on to, especially with regards to swimming. Because most of the new guys, their main aim is to just get out the water. It's good to have someone to actually coach you through, especially for the open water swims.
I mean, that's pretty important as well. I mean, and a lot of people, their first experience in triathlon is quite intimidating and quite
quite daunting, and it's just important to know that everyone battles and has one or two really tough races, especially when you first get going, and the important bit's not to give up.
Yeah, exactly, and it's not only your first race, especially with regards to the swim. There's always that anxiety, and athletes out there should not think that they're the only ones going through it. It's everybody out there in the field that's going through exactly the same feelings of before a race day.
Bobby, tell me a little bit about representing South Africa at the World Duathlon Champs.
So we've made it to South African Champs for the last 3 years. Last year we made it to the South African Champs in Potchefstroom. Both of us did okay. Made it to the World Duathlon Champs in Ottawa. We thoroughly enjoyed the experience racing with some of the world's best. This year we most probably off to Spain again. Did well within our age group, so we're hoping to get some replies within the next week, but we most probably are off to Spain this year.
Well, it sounds amazing. And as far as getting the balance right, we've spoken about work and training, but you've also got a sort of family life. You're engaged as well. How does your fiance deal with you putting in all these hours on the bike and on the road and in the water?
With my fiance, she's extremely, extremely supportive, as well as my family. And, you've got to actually set out your training plans according to some of your family commitments that you have. For example, like on a Sunday, you'd end up going for a long ride early in the morning and making sure that you go out early in the morning and coming back and then spending the rest of the day with the family. It's all about just having the balance and having your commitments to your family as well. As they're probably the most supportive and they're gonna understand where you're coming from if you let them know what's your training plan is gonna be like. And yeah.
Bavik, what's the thing you love most about triathlon?
I would have to say triathlon has become not only a sport, it's more of a lifestyle. So it's actually been a change in lifestyle ever since we've started triathlon. And the part that I love the most about triathlon is probably the run. That's my favorite part of triathlon.
Awesome. Bavik Gunder, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. All the best with your training. What's next on the cards for you from a race-wise in the immediate future?
Race-wise, we pretty much just started base training for World Duathlon Championships in Spain, because that day is the end of May, beginning of June.
Brilliant.
So base training has just started for that.
Awesome, Bavik. Well, good luck, and we'll follow that journey. I'll pop your links up to social media. You're very active on Twitter. If people want to follow that journey, they can just link through to the show notes for this episode of Tri Talk SA. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Brad.
And that is that. Episode 31 of Tri Talk SA done and dusted. And another week in the bag. And it is a big week, as I mentioned at the top of the show. Ironman South Africa. All that's left to say is safe travels on your way down to Port Elizabeth. Hope you have a fantastic race week. Hope your taper's going well. And I can't wait to welcome you home on that red carpet come Sunday. Looking forward to that. So if you do spot us down in Port Elizabeth, going to be down the whole week, actually heading down on Wednesday, back home on Tuesday. So almost a whole week in the friendly city. If you do spot us, please come and say, how's it? We love meeting the Tri-Talkers and just hanging out and talking a sport we all love. So definitely come say hi. You can also tweet us in the meantime. You can tweet at TriTalkSA. You can also pop me an email if you'd like, podcast@TriTalkSA.co.za. Until next time, if you're not going down to PE, have a great week. And we'll chat again here on Tri Talk SA next week. Cheers.